Good morning, everybody. I'm really pleased to start the week in Czechia. I'm really pleased that ministers, vice ministers, the mayor, the head of the region, member of parliament, and you all are attending this meeting. It is fascinating, for we are in a troubled time, and we are in a troubled time where we have to be aware that young people miss out on jobs, miss out on hope, miss out on opportunities. And perhaps less in your country, for your country is doing a remarkable job. But still, don't think that what is at stake at the moment, that will keep without an effort. And that is why we are together. And at the same time, they grow, the youngsters, used to digital tools that are instant, easy, and convenient. And that is what my generation, anyhow, sometimes is missing. But meanwhile, governments cannot afford to waste resources, but must deliver for those ever more demanding citizens. The risk is citizens losing faith in politics, in politicians, and that is serious. The hope is new digital technology. Already today, digital tools are transforming everything we do. This isn't just about the telco sector, not just about the ICT sector. It is about innovation. It is about innovation everywhere. Not least the public sector, and sometimes the public sector is lacking behind. Already ICT is worth half our productivity growth. Broadband means growth, productivity, and performance across the border and across the board. And tomorrow's governments will need to be e-governments. Stepping onto the scene are cloud computing, our big data, our 5G networking. So to say, the John, Paul, George, and Ringo of a new future internet. Seamless, powerful, instant, everywhere. Are we ready to take that advantage? That is my question to you. Are our suppliers ready to provide those new services? Are our governments ready to offer them? Are citizens ready to use and trust them? My answer is, yes, they are. But only if your continent, my continent, becomes connected, open, and secure. Last week, the European Parliament has shown that it supports those principles. Number one, connected. Every European home now has at least a basic broadband connection and access. But new services need new and fast networks, and nearly half of homes don't have that coverage. Here in the Czech Republic, about 1 in 6 adults have never used the internet, never gone online at all. They are missing quite a lot. They are missing, and that's a lot less than the previous year, I assure, and less than the EU average. But still, remember, nearly half of the EU workforce use a computer, and the vast majority need some kind of digital skills. And talking about a computer, it's just your mobile, so to say, the smartphone. There's over 1 million Czech people missing out on a massive online opportunity to find jobs, connect with friends and family, or get convenient public services. I promise another one. It is the number two, open. And there are amazing things you can do by opening up governments. With open access to public data and scientific results, giving a powerful tool back to the taxpayers who paid for it. With online services that make public services more effective, more convenient, and more tailored, like healthcare, that empowers patients without taking away their independence, with decision-making itself opened up digital tools that make policy easier to understand and easier to take part in. And third, secure. Trust is a massive issue online, and we face all sorts of threats, not just from spies, but hackers, breaches, fraudsters, criminals, not to mention the uncertainty you get with any new technology. What am I getting for my money? And who can I trust? But for new services like the cloud, we can't afford to miss that opportunity. It's time to protect ourselves, build security, and build confidence. We know a lack of trust is holding the cloud market back. Build confidence, cut confusion, and we will see a huge payoff for every supplier, every government, every business. Not with each country building its own national fortress. Please not. We do have a single market. That is our crown jewel, so we have to take advantage of that. And then, when we don't have 28 tiny markets, each too small to make a difference, if we don't have that anymore, then we are talking. We need a common approach for our common market. The European Cloud Partnership just put forward some ideas on how to do that, putting forward a flexible framework of best practices. And they are consulting right now. You still have an opportunity to make your voice loud and clear until the 2nd of May. So send in your ideas and let's have a cloud for Europe with more confidence and less confusion. And here are my two tips for you in the Czech Republic. Number one, use the opportunities the EU gives you, especially opportunities to invest in the future. From previous research and innovation programs, the Czech Republic already received nearly 40 million euros. And from the Mosaic project for better cloud services, to pilots for better cross-border services like public procurement, to e-health, and to many projects in robotics appropriate for the country where robots were born. You were the born location, and still a strong area in that one. Horizon 2020 will be the biggest ever such research and innovation program. Investing in security, in the future internet, in entrepreneurs and in startups, plus cross-border online services funded through the Connecting Europe facility, and bringing better broadband to more people. EU cohesion funds and structural and investment funds now recognize the enormous power of ICT projects to build growth, broadband and skills. So there are the opportunities nowadays. Time to put that at the heart of every regional policy. Ask for that. It should be done. And my second tip, remember the single market boost. Today, we are in the age of communication. So it's criminal that this is one area that doesn't benefit from single market freedoms. Our networks and the services that run on them don't need barriers. Borders shouldn't exist online. They are the opposite of the definition of internet. And today, the buzzing smartphone in your pocket is often the only reminder of our internal borders. Let's get rid of it. It's old-fashioned. It is last century stuff. And yet, they are supposed to have disappeared. Nearly half of Europeans turn off mobile data when they go abroad, just to avoid high roaming charges. That is a waste. So much for a connected continent. It's time we change that. Roaming is the most visible barrier within our single market. But it's not the only one. We also need networks that truly seamlessly cross borders, with common rules on the resources that underpin them, like spectrum. And I don't want tomorrow's innovations to stop at a border. That would be crazy. This sector underpins our connectivity and underpins our economy, and it's time to give it a single market boost. Strong, dynamic, innovating and investing, able to cross borders and face the future. Provide new services that meet the tailored needs of every business and every citizen, or take e-government. Going online is good news for public services, whether it's enrolling in university or bidding for public contracts. It's easier, it's cheaper, it's faster. But to get the double win, you need to work across borders too. So we need EU rules, so our e-identification works wherever you are. Passing that legislation was a big success for every citizen, business and government service. And that is what did happen last week. Originally, our community was founded on coal and steel. And now it's time to adapt it to the future. A community built on connectivity, on spectrum, on creativity and startups. And do that and it will benefit every government, but far more every citizen. And I will fight for that, for it is indeed close to the citizen and it's close to our future of Europe. And I'm in a hurry. We got that part of the package accepted by the Parliament in Brussels last week. We are not there. Council of Ministers, your ministers are involved in the next phase, not only in this package, but also in a couple of other ones. We need to get together and get out of that ring-fenced way of thinking, out of the box thinking. And I'm stimulated by my eldest granddaughter. She is American, she is 6 years old, and we are Skyping every Sunday afternoon, 9 hours time difference, so you can imagine. And at a certain moment, not that long ago, she was asking, Nady, what is your age, by the way? And I said, I'm 72 at the moment. And she said, and you are still alive? And I said, I am, and I will fight till the last day for Europe, for that is the best that we can deal with. Thank you.